Today is Monday, October 5th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Well, because I got a voicemail, I'm going to go ahead and play that because I want to give preference to the content.
Hey, Adam, this is Fucking Dan from the Gayish Podcast.
Hello.
It's been a while since I've called. Honestly, it's been a while since I've listened. I've fallen way behind on almost everybody. But
it's okay.
I remembered that you had joked that my voicemail sounded like my shower was lined with lead. And I thought I'd follow up to let you know that it turns out I had never taken the little piece of plastic off of the microphone on my phone. I just popped on my cover and left it on there. So it explains why all my phone calls, unless I was using a headset, were terrible and nobody could ever hear me. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Hope you're doing well, and I will hopefully catch up soon. All right, bye.
Oh, just delete all of them and just start. You know, sometimes when you get so far behind, and look, you guys, I don't mind if you get behind on my show, just delete them and start over. Because sometimes what happens is when you may love a podcast, you guys may love all of my podcasts. I'm sure you do. Probably your favorite. It's okay. Don't worry about it. But it happens to me quite regularly where, I don't know, I won't be in a mood to listen to a particular podcast. I'll just get out of the mood and, you know, I'll want to, for a while, I really want to listen to political stuff. And then I'll be like, ugh, I can't stand this political bullshit. And I'll unsubscribe from them. And then, you know, and then I'll be like, oh, I really feel like listening to my, you know, my LGBT podcasts, and I'll listen to those. And then I'll get in a mood to listen to something else. And then a week or two or three or four will go by. And then I'll be like, oh my God, I've got so many to catch up with now. I've got like 2 days worth of episodes to catch up with. I mean, literally 2 days of listening. And you just have to get rid of the guilt. And maybe none of you guys feel this, especially for those of us who are friends, right? Because we're the Pride 48 community. We're all friends with each other. And we want to listen to each other's podcasts. And so, but if you get behind, really, just, it's okay. I'll still be your friend. Delete the ones that you're behind on. And that's fine. Because this is a personal journal podcast. It's not like, first of all, as we've all learned, I repeat things because usually any story that I'm telling is something that's going on in my life and is probably going to continue to go on in my life for weeks, months, years. You know, the fact that I'm dieting all the time, well, not right now. You know, it's like you haven't missed anything. You'll delete a bunch and I'll still be talking about dieting or, you know, landscaping. Landscaping still has not occurred in my new home. And, you know, or the fact that I got into 3D modeling and, you know, I'll probably talk about that again at some point, you know, so delete them. Just, I give you permission. If you didn't, some of you may already do this, but if you don't, if you have any sort of feeling bad or anything, don't worry. Just delete them. Anyway, thanks for the call, Dan. I don't remember saying it sounded like lead. That doesn't sound like something I would have said. I may have said, oh, that sound is really muffled. Like, I can't really understand you. That sounds oddly specific to say that it sounded like lead, but I'll believe you. I'm sure you just listened to an episode where I said you sounded like lead. So, all right. So the weekend was oddly quiet. We were keeping my parents' dog, Shane, but he's getting old and decrepit and he just kind of lays around and sleeps and coughs and sounds like he's going to hack up a lung, and he doesn't really want to do anything. He just kind of wants to lay around, and so. And it was a Pokemon weekend because on Saturday, so Saturday Mark had a walk for suicide prevention, but it was one of those where, and I can't remember whether I talked about this on Geeky Gay or Mix Minus, but it was one of those where you sign up to walk and then they just trust you. And then you just go walk by yourself, you know, wear a t-shirt where they usually give you a t-shirt that says suicide walk or something. I don't know. And you wear your t-shirt and you go to a park and you walk and, you know, And it's just to raise awareness and money for suicide prevention, or, you know, whatever the thing is. So Mark and I, he wanted me to go with him. So we went to a park on Saturday and we walked for only for about an hour, really. We walked around for an hour and we caught Pokemon. There was some Pokemon anniversary event going on this weekend. So we did that. And then we stopped at the donut place. And he really likes, well, we both really like the kolaches, which a lot of people are not going to know what that is. But a kolache is one of two things. It's either a fruit-filled dough, fried dough thing, or there's another form of it. It's the same dough, but they put a sausage in, or like a weenie. And a lot of times it has cheese, a weenie and some cheese and some dough. That's like, it may be baked actually, but it's the dough is kind of donutty in texture. So we stopped and got that. And I realized that they have biscuits on the menu at this donut place, which is really surprising. I was going to get a croissant. They had a breakfast, like a bacon, egg and cheese croissant. And so I was going to get one of those. And then they're like, oh, we're out of croissants, but we have biscuits. I was like, oh, that sounds good. So I got a bacon and cheese biscuit. And their biscuit was really good. I was surprised because usually, I don't know, usually unless you go to a place that specializes in like, and you would think like a donut place that is kind of a breakfasty thing, but you don't think of donut places, these mom and pop donut places as having biscuits. Dean Barney for, I know people have told me that I'm wrong about the whole scone thing. But I still think the closest thing you're going to find to an American biscuit is a savory scone. So not sweet, but the texture is very similar. They're a cross between crumbly and fluffy. And they're round instead of being like triangular. But I mean, similar. They're brown on the top. And I don't know. It's hard to describe, but it's an American biscuit. Okay. And anyway, so it was good. So I had that, and I also had a kolache because, I mean, but I had willpower. I did not get any donuts. So we came home and we ate those as our brunch, and we fed the dogs. And then we kind of just hung around like all day. We didn't really do anything all day. I literally think Saturday we pretty much did. He did laundry. And I did some stuff on the computer, but we just kind of sat around and watched Netflix and did nothing. And then on Sunday, he got up and did his church stuff and everything. And then I got up at some point and he wanted to do more Pokemon on Sunday. So we went back to the same park and we did Pokemon and we got Kolaches again. But I wanted to get the bacon and cheese biscuit, but I really, and we stopped there first because they close around noon or 1 o'clock and it was a little bit later in the day. So we thought, oh, well, we'll go by there first and then we'll go to the park and we'll eat them in the car at the park. Well, when I have any kind of sandwichy kind of thing, like a bacon, egg and cheese biscuit is like a sandwich in my opinion. And I don't know, I have to have either French fries, hash browns, or chips of some sort. Crisps. I don't know why I'm thinking of England today, but crisps, Dean Barney. And I think Mark was getting a little bit annoyed with me because I'm like, hey, can you stop at McDonald's? And he's like, because we had already gone by the place, we picked up the kolaches, we were on our way to the park, and I'm like, hey, can you swing into McDonald's? And this is like the second food place we pulled into because they didn't have any chips or hash browns or french fries or anything like that at the kolache place. And he's like, why? I'm like, because I want hash browns. Well, anyway, McDonald's used to do all day breakfast, but apparently since COVID, they stopped doing all day breakfast. So we got to the window and he's like, we want one hash brown. That's all I wanted, just one hash brown. One of those little hash brown patties. And they're like, oh, we don't do that anymore. It's breakfast time is over. And so I'm like, okay, just get me a medium fry. I just have to have some crispy, starchy thing with my sandwich. So then we went to the park, we ate our stuff, and then we had to walk a little bit because one of the tasks we had for Pokemon involved walking. We needed to hatch an egg. So we walked around the track and did that. And then when we came back, I had to mow the lawn. And so we did that. Oh, we also went grocery shopping. So we did our grocery shopping. You know, it's errand day. So we did our grocery shopping, and then we came back, and then I mowed, and that took a couple of hours, and then we worked out, yada yada. We only have one more week left. This is victory week, and then we're gonna take a break for a week or two, and then we're going to pick something else. And I'm gonna go back on Weight Watchers, not this week, but more than likely either next week or the week after. So I know, I mean, I shouldn't do these fad diet sort of things, but I don't trust myself to do it on my own. So I need to pick something that's structured. So I'll let you guys know how that goes. And that's it. All right. I worked on some computer stuff, but it's boring, so I won't bore you guys today. Maybe tomorrow. All right, for more information, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.